Hey everybody, Rob here, getting you ready for our Wednesday night recap of Big Brother 22. Got to tell you about a very different kind of sponsor for this episode. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's a podcast you should definitely check out. Since, of course, you're a fan of high quality podcasts, the Jordan Harbinger Show, it's a cool podcast. What Jordan does is that he has weekly interviews that are either with a really smart celebrity type like a Mark Cuban, or it's with an expert from a field that is of interest to those of us who are constantly trying to improve. I listened to an interview recently that he did. It was a two-part interview with Ray Dalio, and I actually had read his audiobook or listened to his audiobook recently. He's got a lot of interesting stories about how he got his financial group off the ground. He's from Long Island. He's really studied a lot of patterns of leadership. He talked about that in a two-part interview with Jordan. He got a great one with Bob Saget recently, but he also talks about different subjects like what's the psychology of making decisions and all sorts of things that could help you get smarter and better. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. The show covers stories like how a professional art forger made millions of dollars and was chased by the feds and the mafia. He also has an episode all about birth control and how it can alter the partners people pick and how going on or off the pill can change elements of personalities as well. The podcast covers a lot, but one constant is his ability to pull useful pieces of advice from his guests. I promise you, you'll find something you can apply to your own life, whether it's an actionable routine change that boosts your productivity or just a slight mindset tweak that changes the way you see the world. I'm a subscriber of the show. I think you'll enjoy it as well. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Once again, that's The Jordan Harbinger Show. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now here's a guy who's here to talk about a season of Big Brother that is going on currently at the moment. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back live here Wednesday night, Zingbot night here on the 23rd of September. A lot to talk about here tonight, and A lot to talk about Big Brother-wise in an episode where the Zingbot came to visit us. We got a great panel to discuss all things Big Brother here. Let's welcome back a man who was shot out of a cannon on the LFC roundtable last night. Here is Brent Wagmont. Brent, how are you?
As always, that's usually the time I'm shot out of a cannon, although I'm not necessarily exclusive to that. I often have something to say, and Tuesday last night was no different, Rob.
Yeah, you're like Memphis coming out of the diary room. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. I got something to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brent, I have a lot of theories that I want to talk about tonight, and so I'm very glad you're here. I feel like this is your wheelhouse.
All right. I like it when it's in my wheelhouse, because otherwise, I sound like an idiot.
Okay. All right. Happy to have back here with us to talk about everything that's going on in the Big Brother house. And it is just about Libra season. So perfect timing for Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. It is actually already officially Libra season.
Yes. Is it the first day of autumn today?
Yesterday, actually.
Ooh.
The sun entered Libra yesterday around 1:30 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So
we are from Big Brother 10.
No, that's a different season.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm happy to be here. This is my time. I'm here to thrive. So, I spent some time recently, writing some roasts about you and Akiva.
Roasted.
And so I feel like I am, you said this is Brent's wheelhouse, but I feel like this episode was my wheelhouse with the zings. I have some feelings about them, so.
Okay, good. Well, happy to have you back here with us here tonight. And then also joining us tonight, very excited to have back with us. She is one of the stars of Sequester Season 2. Here is Serena Foster. Serena, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. This is the most excited I've been since the premiere episode of this season of Big Brother.
Yes.
Love Zingbot.
Okay. Oh, good. I didn't know you were a big Zingbot person.
Of course. I love a good roast.
Okay. All right. And Serena, what a great shirt you have tonight on the podcast.
Thank you. I didn't know.
I have the same one.
I didn't know, but my mom got me this. So, you know, you and my mom have similar tastes.
Okay. That's what every guy wants to hear. All right. So we've got a lot to get to here tonight. Happy to have you here with us. I've got a question thread up on Twitter if you want your questions in the show for tonight. But a little bit of some unusual circumstances going on in the world of Big Brother here over these last 20 hours or so. If anybody wants a live feed update, we don't need Taryn here to tell you. There's been no update. There's been no feeds. Brent, how many hours are we at right now without any word from the Big Brother house?
We are at 18 hours and counting at the moment that the feeds have been down. And I have to say that, you know, when the feeds were down for about 7, 8, 9 hours, like especially, you know, in the middle of the night, I was not concerned. I thought, you know, maybe they're just leaving them off for the night. If they had a wall yeller, which they've had recently, I thought that that would be par for the course for this season. However, when the feeds didn't come back on in the morning, I was more concerned. And now that the feeds haven't come back on through the afternoon, and it's now, 6:30 Big Brother time, mm-hmm. and the feeds still aren't on, something is awry.
Okay.
And I'm concerned.
Well, we will not spoil the live feeds other than to say, hey, the live feeds are not on. So normally we would give you a live feed update later on in the show. But here tonight, I think what we should do is let's talk about this situation. What could the possible reasons be? What should we be expecting? And then we'll talk about what's going on with the episode. So I worked it out too. I have at least 5 different possible theories of what's going on. I'd like to talk those through and talk about whether or not this is a possible. Are we buying that this could be it? Serena, I want to start with theory number one. Tech issues.
No.
It's not working. It's not. They're not with the live feeds that they have gone kaput.
No, I don't think so. Unless there's some kind of industrial revolution happening in LA right now where they've got big magnets that cancel out all of the electronics.
But like Breaking Bad, you think that the wall yellers might have got a giant electromagnet and are outside the house trying to erase all the footage.
Yeah, I don't really believe in the wall yellers that much. I don't think they're that capable.
I thought you were saying like you don't believe the wall yellers exist. This is a conspiracy theory.
Praise the wall yellers. Thank you for the drama this season.
Okay. All right. So tech issue. Okay. Probably not. Probably unlikely that that
has that ever happened. In like, have we ever had that confirmed in any previous seasons? I guess we wouldn't know if they just went down for a little while whether they were tech issues.
The internet is out.
I mean, it's happened to you.
It's happened. It does happen.
You have a podcast for a living, so it does happen.
Yeah, what do they do? Maybe did they unplug the router and plug it back in?
Perhaps? Oh, man.
Okay. All right. So it's probably not that. Let's talk about theory number two. Okay.
Yes.
Brent, we know that the house guests are tested weekly for COVID, and there's no reason to believe that any of the house guests would have had any sort of a positive test for COVID, but we did see earlier this year where Big Brother Canada 8 ended up having a lot of problems on the other side of the production in terms of the people behind the scenes. Is it possible that we could be dealing with a COVID issue?
That is certainly within the realm of possibility. I would like to think that it is not what is happening. I mean, I think I just don't want to confront that possibility because after what happened on Big Brother Canada 8. Mm-hmm. I have to think that the world is crazy enough. Look, 2020 just all around sucks. So this would just be par for the course, honestly, if something happened with the health of the house guests or with production.
Again, I think it's very unlikely that it would, and this is, you know, the rampant speculation part of the show, but it seems very unlikely that anybody in the house would be having an issue. But is it possible that the production is dealing with an issue in terms of people that work on the show?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I mean, my understanding of the way that the production was going was that there were three different teams of production, and they were in 2 weeks, and then they were at home 2 weeks, and then they were back in the bubble for 2 weeks, and they just kept going on that sort of a schedule. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wouldn't take much for something to go awry in that whole assembly line that they have going there at CBS. I would like not to think so. I would like to go with the number threes, four and five of your conspiracy theories, Rob.
Jenny or Serena, any thoughts on could there be a issue with COVID?
I
can always be an issue with COVID. Who knows?
Yeah,
it's really hard to say. I have to think that they've got people that can come run the feeds if someone gets sick, but I understand that, you know, certain precautions, like Brent was saying, with like the certain crews and the bubbles that they're in, that it might be more complicated at like then, you know, Skippy is sick and he's calling out today, let's bring in, you know, Skipper. Mm-hmm. So it could be more complicated than that, but I have to think that, you know, a staffing issue isn't necessarily going to cause a complete outage like this.
Yeah.
With nothing coming back, at least for a little bit. So I don't think that's the case. Now, this is no real Vegas for sure, but
you know something?
There is the spoiler account at Spoiler Girl 1.
I love Spoiler Girl, but I feel like that she's not always right.
Well, she definitely isn't. And so that's why, you know, take this with a grain of salt. But she apparently, you know, got in touch with her contact. She's been busy with the soaps. So that's always her thing. She's like, oh, I'm distracted by the soap operas.
Yes.
As one often, you know, gets distracted by the Bold and Beautiful. She said that, probably going better at this point. She said that no one has tested positive, and that's all she can say.
Okay. All right.
So
she's
always leaving us looking for more, but apparently, according to Spoiler Girl 1,
scintillating. Where can you get this sort of news, Jenny? I tell you. Okay. I ask you.
All right. Good. Well, we are very happy to hear that that's the case. Okay.
I hope that's the case.
All right.
That everyone saw.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So, all right. Yeah. The next two potential theories have to do with the wall yeller. Brent, now, were there reports of a wall yeller shortly before the feeds went down?
My understanding is yes. I was in the middle of a round table last night, so I believe that there was a wall yeller shortly before. I think somebody said something about like to trying to get across to Davon that Nicole actually voted Ian out of the house. But I don't think anybody heard it, or at least we don't know if they heard it. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. Like, I didn't think they heard the thing the first time, and then they certainly did hear the thing about Nicole and Cody having a final two. So who knows?
Okay.
But that's still not where I'm at. I don't think it's that either.
All right. So, Serena, my third theory is wall yeller happened, and then could there have been a fight in the house between maybe Davon and Nicole, which ended up getting so heated that there was a bigger issue in the house where somebody is removed from the game?
I would hate to see. I hope if there's a bigger issue in the house with a fight, it's somebody else, one of like two of the boys or something. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it escalating to the point where Nicole would get it. I mean, I imagine she would probably be the one that would get hit or something, but I think she would just
quit,
cry enough to leave the situation.
Yeah.
So. No, I mean, I don't think it's there.
If things are getting potentially violent, we shouldn't rule out Christmas.
Yeah, oh, Christmas.
Know, right?
Yes.
I'm with you on that one.
Yes, especially if even the Zingbot knew it. Even the Zingbot knew it. That's certainly a possibility. Who knows? My fourth theory is because Wall Yeller happened. Jenny, are we being punished? That is, did Big Brother say, you know what? No live feeds now.
Yeah, give you nothing to yell about. I mean, it's possible. I don't really know at this point. And even if this is what the topic of the wall yelling was at this point, like, what is that going to solve? If you're telling Davon, she's like, the veto has happened, the veto meeting has happened, what is Davon going to gain from, you know, finding out that Nicole voted out Ian at this point? Mm-hmm. So that aside, I mean, you'd think that if anything, instead of punishing us, that maybe they're just focusing their manpower or human power on better security for to, you know, somehow thwart attempts. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like, number one, this is an all-star season, so people are especially invested in their mm-hmm. their favorites. And number two, like, the horse is out of the barn on this one. Like, I mean, I really like when this, for I was laughing in the beginning. The first time we got a wall yeller with the Cody and Nicole thing, I was totally laughing about it. I was on, you know, I'm on record on the LFC roundtable saying, like, you know, I was more pro wall yeller because I was really sick of the season at that point. Spoiler alert, it has not changed since then. I never thought that it would become a thing. I just thought it was like a one-time thing because we always get one a season. You know, there's always some wall yeller, some part of the season, and every season a Big Brother. And, you know, it's their own damn fault where they put the goddamn house. They put it right there next to a highway and people drive past all the time. So if they don't want wall yellers, they're going to have to do something about it.
Because, yeah, they're not yelling from the highway.
I mean, like, across the highway. You know, like, I mean, it's within earshot that someone with a megaphone can get a message across mm-hmm. to the house guests. And if they don't want that, they're going to have to do something, put some money into the house and move it. But that is still not the theory that I have, Rob.
Okay.
I have,
have a Serena, are you buying that we're punished?
I feel punished, certainly. I don't think I personally did anything wrong, but I really did enjoy the first wall yeller, like Brent said.
Yeah.
I was bored, and that's not my fault. And the fact that wall yellers keep showing up is also not my fault. And so CBS, get it together. Get a line of security guards. I don't care what you got to do. 6 feet apart. Here we go.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be punished.
Yeah. Right. What other shows are taping right now? Get some security people out there.
Yeah. Brent, maybe Big Brother should be like The Price is Right, where there's like an audience of people that just yell things out constantly. And then you listen, sort of like look to the crowd, like, who should I put up on the block? Like, Nicole.
That's the thing. I'm totally with you. Kat from last season tweeted out that she's totally in favor of wall yellers 24/7 all the time, because then it would be on the house guests to determine who's telling the truth and who's not. Like, if you like had fans, like, you like literally have a walkway where fans could walk past and yell stuff right into the backyard. They don't even need a microphone or a megaphone. Mm-hmm. They could just do it whenever they want. I'm totally in favor of this. I like this. I'd like to see one season where people just, there's literally no secret that you can keep because somebody's going to expose it right away. I think that would be fascinating to watch.
This reminds me of like the sequester mini round with the like the mm-hmm. secrets where you're like trying to strategize and there's just like random like rumors being shouted and it's very distracting and like some of them are just BS.
Yes, I heard Jenny thinks she's running the game.
Yeah, exactly. Like they could just have that going all the time and you know it's up to the players to discern what could be real and what's fake. Okay. Adds a whole new element to the game and it's going to block out any potential real wall yellers.
All right. Let me give you theory number five. Okay. Theory number five. Okay.
Yes.
The house guest or the neighbor twist has begun and they are doing something with in terms of the neighbor.
That was one of my theories. Yes. That the neighbor twist that Dr. Will or somebody is in the house and they are doing America's wishes.
I don't think that they're going to be in the house. I don't think they're
well, no, they're next door. But I don't mean literally in the house. I mean on the lot is what I'm saying. They're next door, and I'm hoping that they have a power that they can do to save Davon or save Kevin or save somebody because We need Sadie.
Can we talk about the neighbor at this time since it's come up?
What do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about how Don Wallman or whoever it is at the end of the show.
You want to hear the tease for tomorrow night's episode?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let me play this for you. And I think that this is some evidence that the show is not canceled because there was no special announcement. Now, maybe they didn't want to alarm everybody. Maybe they're going to tune in tomorrow night. We'll find out that everybody has left. But here's the closing announcement for tomorrow night.
Who will be the next All-Star sent to the jury house? Kevin or Davon? Plus, a BB legend returns to the game to kick off a new twist. All this live tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on Big Brother.
Okay. And so, let me just add to this. Is it possible that we are taping a Thursday night eviction that will not be live, and say you do have like a real wild card, like Dr. Will, you don't know what he's going to say on live TV if he is involved with this. Do we want to tape it a night ahead?
I mean, they've done the tapings this season, which they've never done before. So it would not surprise me if they opted to tape it. This would be the first time, to my understanding, that they taped something in advance. Obviously, you know, every year at like the final five, they tape an episode.
Yeah, that sort of scenario.
Yes. But this season they have not done that so far, but they certainly could. It's certainly within the realm of possibility. And of the theories on the table, it is the one that I am most in favor of. I also thought that COVID had mutated, like in that movie, and the zombies are around the Big Brother house, and production is nowhere to be
found,
and the house guests have no
idea. And they have megaphones. Yes. The zombies have megaphones. They're yelling.
And the ants.
I mean, it says a legend returns to the game. So
did they say that?
Okay,
hold on. Let's see that one more time.
Let's go again.
Who will be the next All-Star sent to the jury house? Kevin or Davon? Plus, a BB legend returns to the game to kick off a new twist. Hmm. All this live tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on Big Brother.
Jenny, you don't think that they could be a player, do you?
I mean, it's maybe not a player from the season returning, but it could be. It's the word return.
America's player.
Please let it be Eric Stein. Mm-hmm. So it is a player and they return. So whether they've played a long time ago, this season, I feel like we now have the clarity that they are a human, not Zingbot.
Yeah, not Zingbot.
Who we saw tonight.
Yeah. It can't be. Rule out Zingbot. It's not Zingbot.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely not Zingbot. But it could, like, I'm trying to think. I know people are like, oh my God, it's Janelle.
It literally could be.
Who the hell knows?
Like, they've had house guests go in the house before and, you know, not be able to say anything. Like, the house guests go into the house. They know outside info, but they're team players. They're company people, and they will not.
When did this happen?
Like, it's happened. I know it's happened. I know it's happened. Talk to somebody else.
Did this happen in your dream?
No, it happened.
People host a competition?
When they host competitions.
Okay,
when they host competitions,
they come in and they don't
say anything. Like, they had freaking Kaylin Herman, her big mouth, come in, and she kept her mouth shut about what was happening last season. So, come on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had Rachel come back with the Pandora's box situation.
Yes.
The same season that she was in. So, it's not outside of the realm of possibility to have a player of the season return. And, but it could be any player.
I see people in the chat talking about Rachel and Big Brother 12, but Rachel came from the jury house and she just came back into the house. She wasn't watching the show.
Yeah, which is why I think that if it is going to be someone that is removed from, you know, like being sequestered at least, that it's got to be, you know, somewhat of a very controlled environment, AKA the neighboring house.
Yeah, and remember, they're not even in the house. They're in the neighbor. They're not even on the lot.
Right.
I mean, in the house, in the bubble. They might be outside the bubble. They might be in their own little studio or something. It'd just be like televised in or something. So,
but the fact that
it could be Janelle. In fact, I think it is.
The fact that they've told us, and Julie told us last Thursday, that this was going to play out on Thursday. There was a point where I was like, oh, it's Zingbot and Julie is just confused about her days and didn't realize that it would be airing on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I'm now back with this feed outage. I'm now back to thinking that theory number five is the most accurate, and it has something to do with this returning player twist, and we're going to find out on tomorrow's episode, and that they want to give us some sort of surprise. They've heard the wall yellers and the Twitter yellers that were bored. So maybe they want to give us some sort of surprise.
Sarita, I want to get your reaction. What do you think of this theory?
This is the most reasonable, I think, other than I do really still feel like I'm being punished. But I don't. If it were to be Janelle, I'm just like thinking about all the TikToks she's been making recently with her daughter. And I'm just like, is it really Janelle? I hope it's Rachel. I don't know if she's popped that kid out yet or not.
Rachel has not given birth.
I hope it's like baby bump Rachel coming in to like yell at everybody to like get their shit together. Honestly,
it's Rachel, Brittany, or Janelle. It's one of those three people. Period. End of story.
Why Brittany? I love Brittany. I'm just like, that's the first time anyone has theorized Brittany, so that was why I was curious.
I mean, they love her,
I think it makes more sense to be someone. Yeah. It's either like, if it's not someone from this season, I think it makes more sense to be someone from the area, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where Rachel makes sense, but maybe not Brittany. I don't know. Rachel has been outspoken about the fact that she would have played on the season if she was physically cleared to do. Yep. So I wouldn't be surprised to see her in some capacity if the offer was made to her. We all know Rachel would never say no.
Right.
Even, you know, if she's ready to bust. So that was graphic. So,
I want labor on Thursday.
Serena,
that's what happened.
Maybe. Okay, what a twist.
Maybe the neighbor twist went wrong.
Oh, no.
And we had a baby baby.
Yeah. Serena, so forget who it is. What will the neighbor do? How will this impact the game? I mean, it doesn't seem like they're just hosting a comp.
What do neighbors do? They spy on you. They talk shit about you. Sometimes you have nice ones and they bake you apple pie. Maybe it's just like
Serena, your blog sounds so interesting.
Yeah, where I grew up, there was nice ones across the street.
They spy
and then
on you?
The ones next door call the cops on us. So it's really a mixed bag there.
Wow.
Maybe they'll be like it'll be like a merge feast or something. Like, oh, I'm just coming over with my cookies. I don't know.
Okay.
I love that like Serena's neighbors like baked apple pies, and like one of my earliest neighbor memories were like these two little shithead kids that would throw crab apples onto our yard. Like, not the same kind of apple.
The shithead kid, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd love to explore everybody's neighbor stories a little bit more, but we should talk about tonight's episode as we will wait and see what happens. There could be potentially no updates until after Thursday's episode, or potentially ever. We don't know.
We don't know. I will say that based on that description from Don, I do feel like that Devon or Kevin, one of them is probably out, and then we're going to get the twist. I'm really hoping that the twist comes before that, but based on the way he said it, it feels like that they're going to be evicted, and then we're going to get the twist.
Yeah. Is it possible that the eviction could have already happened?
It is possible.
Like the old like final five thing of like, house guests, wake up. It's time for, we're doing the eviction now.
It's definitely possible. And, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All right.
Have we ruled out a twist, involving like Ian as the first juror being included based on, exit press? Or because I mean, he hasn't done the same level of he's sequestered. So like, does, if the twist could potentially involve Ian and, you know, Devon presumably, or Kevin tomorrow. So I mean, I don't necessarily know whether the twist wouldn't involve those two unless there's reason to believe that Ian's out of the running for any sort of...
They said a Big Brother legend returns to the house, or a Big Brother player returns to the house.
To unleash a new twist or something like that.
So I don't think it's Ian. Okay. I don't think it... I think it's somebody from the past.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I don't think Ian's coming back. I'm just wondering, could it involve him still?
I mean, I still think there's a buyback this season, but
All right, we've still got a full recap of the episode coming up for you tonight, but let me thank a sponsor that is near and dear to my heart. I was at the very first Podcast Movement back in 2014, but this year, the annual podcasting conference, the conference in podcasting, that they are going virtual this October 19th to the 29th, Podcast Movement Virtual. You could be there. Of course, you are a fan of listening to podcasts if you've made it this far, but have you ever thought about starting a podcast? Do you have your own podcast and want to take it to the next level? Podcast Movement is for you. They've got a ton of great virtual speakers on all sorts of different tracks, whatever you want to learn about to help grow your podcast or get started or learn about the industry. Podcast Movement Virtual is for you. You could also check out the different tracks and speakers after the fact with the virtual ticket. You're going to want to check out Mark Cuban has just been added to the list of speakers for Podcast Movement Virtual. I've been there in person a few different times, and I've always learned a lot that's helped me continue to grow. Rob has a podcast. If you're interested in Podcast Movement Virtual, head on over to podcastmovement.com. You can save $50 on your registration with the promo code Rob. That's at podcastmovement.com for the Podcast Movement Virtual, October 19th to the 29th of October, podcastmovement.com. Now let's get back to talking about the recap of a Wednesday night's Big Brother. So let's get into this episode here tonight. We got Memphis's nominations. It was Devon and it was Kevin, but Memphis had a plan. He wanted to backdoor David. He's so mean about David.
He just doesn't like him. I think that Memphis thinks that he earned his keep on Big Brother 10. He made the final two. He worked his ass off to get to the final two and be brought back as an all-star. And this kid, David, in his eyes, you know, was like there for an hour.
Yeah.
And in the game, at least. And then they brought him in. And so he was living for the fact that Zingbot zinged him about that.
Yeah, he loved it so much.
That certainly could have applied to other house guests as
well. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I thought he was going to be about all of them. But let's save the zings for a second. All right. So I was actually really blown away tonight because Devon talked about how she was on the block and I couldn't believe what she said. I had to listen to this five times. Here's Devon.
Well, guess who's on the block? She is.
I was like, oh my, that boy, Dave, they're really letting Devon get close to saying a bad word on the episode tonight. What's she saying? Like, I guess I'm on the block. Shiz. And I listened to it like five times and I realized
she is.
No, so she is.
She is.
She is.
Now I hear it. I didn't hear it before. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's a joke. Like, I don't hear it.
I'm on the block.
She is.
Like,
yeah. Like, does Devon watch The Wire? Like, this is
she is.
Now I'm hearing that is she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is. She is. She is on the block. Devon. Okay. All right. Boy, Serena, are Devon and Kevin friends goals?
No.
They're not.
I mean, maybe somebody's goal. Mm-hmm. I personally, I don't know. I would like to be friends with Devon, but I don't know if I would want a friend. Not that I don't like Kevin. Wow, this is sounding really bad.
Yeah, that's quite the testimonial, Serena. Please go on.
I think my friends are just more fun.
More fun.
Than the two of them
But what
combined.
About the relationship, okay. Serena? What about the actual friendship?
Yes, it's strong. It is connected. It is emotional. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that in my friendships. I want them to be like here and then there, you know?
Okay.
So
yes.
That's my own issue that I have to deal with my therapist. Okay.
Yeah. Jenny, I wish I had a friend like Kevin and Davon. That it was that just that relationship. It was so touching.
You don't feel like you have that?
I don't know.
You don't think that Akiva would cry for you?
You don't think Akiva would say, "You have made my dreams come true"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, I loved that moment where like Kevin's like, "You've made my dreams come true," and Davon covers her eyes and she's like, I hate you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is truly beautiful, which is what everyone wants to hear back when they pour their soul out and how much they mean to them.
Yeah.
I think that they're both just very emotional people. And I think that, I mean, trauma bonding is a thing. And I feel like these two have had a really rough road in this game, and whether they, you know, necessarily would have come together and been great friends under other circumstances or not, I think that they've definitely been pushed together by being on the bottom, by, you know, being left out of things, yeah, by being nominated,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like by constantly, you know, being lied to by people in the house, and, you know, not always being right about who's lying to them. Mm-hmm. So I think that that has really bonded them together. It might not be like the same sort of, I mean, I think if you're looking at like a fun friendship, you're probably looking more at like Day and Bailey. Mm-hmm. I think that that was more of like a lighthearted, fun friendship. But I think that, you know, it's been important for both of them at this stage of the game to find someone that they can put their trust into. And they've found that. And I thought, I mean, there's been a lot of like manufactured feeling segments of the season that I feel like, okay, well, here's the part where they're trying to like send a message that they like care about the, you know, the meaningful moments that are happening in the house, which I think are important to show, but it just does seem a little bit manufactured to me. But this one was like another one where I felt like at least we're getting somewhat of a story of their friendship, because I don't feel like we got a lot of it up until the point where Davon used the veto on Kevin. So at least we're getting a little bit more of the storyline of the two of them together on the block and their friendship. I thought it was sweet, but I'm also a softie. I'm not, I want my friend to cry for me and use the veto on me.
Brent, Kevin really did tweet about how it was, Davon was going to be an all-star.
Yeah, well, we all know that. I mean, like, when they announced an all-star season, I knew that they had to invite back Davon, and I'm glad Kevin co-signs that. I will say that I'm also...
But he tweeted it, like, 5 years ago.
I get that, but yeah. I she was dynamite from the moment she walked into the house, even as the second boot, and then they asked her back, you know what, a season later on 18? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I mean, like, who does that happen to besides Francesqua or whatever on Survivor? So, mm-hmm. like, come on. Like, I will say that I'm with Jenny in terms of, I love this. This is great. But I was more intrigued by what was happening between Davon and David. That was more intriguing to me because friendship goals between Kevin and Davon are awesome. And no, we haven't got to see a lot of them on the show. So it was nice that they got to show them on the show tonight. But I was really more living for what Davon was serving in the diary room about David, because she is dead wrong.
Yes. Yeah. No, yes. She is a very ice cold read on poor David.
I mean, like, Serena, I don't understand how she can sit there and say, like, you know, this guy has done me wrong. He has been sabotaging my game at every turn. Like, girl, number one, you're talking about yourself. Number two, you must be talking about Danny. Number three, you must be talking about Nicole, but you're not talking about David. David has not tried to actively sabotage your game. He's a bad player. And you took that to mean that he was trying to sabotage your game, but he was not trying to actively sabotage your game. And the fact that you can't see it, that's on you.
Yeah, it's been honestly pretty disappointing as far as Davon's reads almost the entire season. We really thought this was like
all the people, all the people that we thought had good reads do not have good reads. I want my money back.
Yeah, and especially
they've not been right about anything yet.
Yeah, a few things.
There must have been something.
Things don't matter.
There was something.
Plain as the nose on my face, obvious. Like, you know, maybe if I stay, I'll put Cody and Tyler up on the block.
That Liz and Julia were not the same person. They did not look exactly the same.
Thickums.
She nailed that. But it's been fun.
It has been fun. It's just disappointing that David is one of the few people in the house that really would have used the veto on her. She did not select him when she had house guest choice.
Let's talk about that. We had the double house guest choice comes up.
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Not often.
Danny and Nicole both get picked.
Yeah.
How many times has Tyler played the veto?
Every single time except for
forever and ever.
Back door. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. What is happening?
Yes.
Bored.
Yes.
I think he missed 1 week. Mm-hmm. But he was always like, well, the 1 week I don't get to play in the veto is the 1 week I'm going to get backdoored. But he was actually like front doored that week. So whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So David, Jenny, he's so upset that why didn't they pick me? It just proves they don't trust me.
I mean, yeah, they don't trust you. I don't know if any other conversation has taken place where suddenly they believe him. David has basically had to accept that no one believes him. He is the scapegoat of the season.
But he makes it so easy, Jenny.
Can he absolutely does. Like, oh,
I don't
it's on him.
How he can be a human being and not recognize that when you're talking to someone like Davon and you're trying to get across, like, hey, I didn't do this. And she's like, you need to do something other than just accept it. Like, actually
the
get
fire
mad.
Is missing.
Like, show some passion. Yeah. Where are you, David?
Yeah, it's been said he's a bad liar and he's a worst truth teller.
Right?
He's really, really bad at it. And he needs to just tap into this passion. The only person that speaks slower than Zingbaugh is David.
Oh, come on.
It's really tough to watch. And as much as I feel bad for him, because, you know, as we see throughout this episode, it is revealed he truly is on an island. And it would be
Love
a stupid
island.
Move. That's Well, he wasn't he in the running for that?
Yeah, right.
It might have worked out better for him. but he really is on his own here. And as much as I feel bad for him, I just think that he could have done so much more to fight for. Like, if you know that you told the truth, do more to try to expose who didn't.
Yes.
Instead of just like, and kind of turtling in and getting emotional, like in an inward way. I just feel like he has done nothing to, and I don't know if he thinks that it's just self-preservation at this point. Yeah. And Davon and Kevin are sinking ship anyway. So if they don't trust him, what does it matter? They are on the outs anyway. But he really did himself no favors.
Serena, but he's been like that all season, though. Sorry,
oh, yeah.
Rob.
Do you feel like that is David? Does he like, man, it sucks that they don't believe me, but what do I need to get everybody else in the house mad at me to try to like really like point the finger at Nicole? What do I want to get myself in more hot water over this?
Especially when Memphis is HOH. Like, what is that? What are you going to gain from that at that point? Like, oh, I really need to make the two people that are on the block believe me at this point.
Everybody else is in on it. They know. It's only Davon and Kevin that don't believe me. Everybody else knows I actually am innocent.
Yeah.
Oh, can we, before we move on, can we talk about the gaslighting that was happening in
when they started
the
fire?
No. When Cody and Nicole and Danny were all in the bedroom together and they're talking about the fact that, you know, I told Davon, you know, like, just don't use the veto on Kevin. And look what happened. Like, you're up on the block. She was getting put up on the block anyway. Well, the minute saying, she won that
who
veto.
Who are you saying they were gaslighting? The Danny?
The each other. They're blowing smoke up each other's ass to make themselves feel less guilt about the fact that they're just lying their ass off to Davon.
Yeah.
They're like, they literally are blowing smoke up each other's ass, Rob. Davon, the minute she won the veto, and they had an inkling of doubt about her, she was going getting put on the block next week. Period. End of story. And I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but this is right.
Okay. Memphis is trying to tell people about the plan. Hey, we're going to backdoor David, everybody. That's going to be the move. Tyler doesn't like this plan. He thinks that there's a bigger target to go after.
Why would we not want to split up the power duo in Davon and Kevin?
Serena,
the biggest power duo in the house, obviously. Kevin and Davon.
Poor Memphis. Like, his first HOH, I feel like he was really like running ship. And now Tyler really got in his head, as Tyler does. Amazing, beautiful, whatever. But Kevin and Davon are not powering anything. They're not controlling anything.
Literally.
Power turned off. Generators out of gas. Nothing is happening. It's just sad at this point, especially that conversation you see with Memphis and Kevin and Davon, and you're like, if you don't watch the feeds, then you're like, oh my god, this is awesome, we're gonna backdoor David. But if you do watch the feeds, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry guys, this is not gonna work for you.
It's not gonna work. Jenny, in that conversation where Danny is finding out from Memphis about the plan to backdoor David, that this might just be I can't turn dad mode off. Danny is standing on the bed for no reason throughout this entire conversation. I don't know why. I've never had a conversation with somebody in a room where there's just standing on a bed. But I would be like, get down from there. Stop. Get off that bed.
Well,
why are you standing up there?
Honestly, the way that Memphis talks to his alliance and the way that they talk about him in the diary room feels like annoying dad. So I'm kind of surprised that Memphis wasn't, you know, butting in to tell her to get off the bed. Like, listen, lady, you're going to throw the veto and get your dirty feet off of that bed.
Get off that bed,
Missy. Was she wearing shoes? I know you Americans wear your shoes inside a lot. So this is something
not in bed.
Okay. They do on Love Island. It's weird.
Okay. Well,
that's a whole other issue.
Wait, things on Love Island.
Jenny, hold on. Tell me this. Is this a Canadian thing that you don't wear any shoes in the house?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like part of Canadian. I see. I feel like I talk to so many Canadians and they don't tell me. I wear shoes from the second I wake up till when I go to bed at night.
I have sandals on right now.
Yeah, I'm barefoot. I'm barefoot right
Are
now.
Are you cold?
Absolutely not. I hate socks more than anything in the world. Even in the dead of winter when I get into my apartment, and I live in Canada, winter is cold here.
Hot-blooded.
The socks are coming off. Everything's coming off.
Whoa.
We don't wear shoes inside. We don't have indoor shoes like kindergartens. Like, this is not a thing in Canada.
I'm fascinated by this.
Okay.
I can't believe that this is like, this is a culture difference that has never been.
We'll have shoe talk. Okay. All right.
It's one thing in like the Big Brother house when they're never truly outside. They're just going on to like AstroTurf. Like, that's fine. But in Canada, we don't come in and dilly dally with our shoes on.
Okay.
All right.
We're losing Brent. Okay. Let's go and talk about the Zingbot is coming in. Okay. Here he is, the Zingbot. And the Zingbot's theme, the Zingbot has been on quite a wild ride. I feel like that they sort of walked back the Zingbot narrative that has been going on. This is the 10-year anniversary of the Zingbot. Serena, we went with Tiger Zing, which was kind of more of a pun than anything.
I can't really relate to this because I don't really like to watch things that people are like raving about. So I haven't seen Tiger King.
Why you like Big Brother?
especially this season, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I mean, I know I've seen the TikToks. My brother's obsessed, but we get it. The mustache was cheap, and the Zings were OK. okay, though. I thought they were decent.
Yeah. But we didn't really do anything with, other than Tiger Zing, didn't do anything. It didn't talk about Carol Baskin or anything.
Nope. Nope. I mean, it's so on brand for Big Brother to be making a cultural reference like 6 months too late. Like, I feel like that's actually generous like for a Big Brother. Like they're usually like a couple years behind on the cultural references. So this is about as like they definitely have been talking about this being like, we should do a Tiger King veto. But nothing about it made sense to me as someone who did actually watch Tiger King. And I usually don't watch things. The outfits were just like zoo outfits, but they weren't even in the spirit of Tiger King. The like alien tigers, like what is it? What it was just so
they were lazy. Zingbot's like an astronaut kind of guy, like he's from space,
from another planet. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Whatever. Okay,
let's talk about
this. The animals were like, you know, they fell out of the back of the truck. They were definitely rejected from Walmart. The whole thing was just confusing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's run through the zings. We hear that the Zingbot has been he can't believe to see them here, especially David. David kind of got off easy.
I mean,
I don't know. I feel like it was kind of a little close to the heart on that one. So I don't know. I don't think David would say that he got off easy.
Yeah. Why was he upset, Brent?
He wasn't upset, but he was just like, you know, ooh, that burned on that one, you know, like,
yeah. Well, he was most annoyed with Memphis, who was like, ha, 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 he doesn't belong here. Loser.
When, like, I'm pretty sure Memphis got the call later than David, which I think is like why part of the reason why he
I agree with that.
Annoyed by David's presence.
Where David was in the cast and Memphis was an alternate. He's like, squeeze me?
Yeah. You're a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that is part of the reason why Memphis is just so.
Cody's zing was so
lame. Let's go in order.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Memphis was up next. And Memphis, most people think of you as Dan's number one, but you're more of a number two. Yeah. But I thought that the funniest part of that, and I think that the better than the zings were like some of the reactions from the diary room. Here's David reacting to Memphis's zing.
Man, Memphis is a piece of he is a big number two.
Don't mind going my HVAC room. Can't use my shower.
I didn't know David did impressions.
Right?
And did David try to take a shower in Memphis's HOH room?
Oh, God. That was funny.
We need more of that, David.
Yes. America's favorite player, David.
It made me love David more when he did the grumpy Memphis voice. Like, I was like, because, like, again, he does not have a lot of emotional range, this guy, David. The fact that he acted like this in the house, it would be good.
He needs to tap into that irritability when trying to pitch that he didn't lie.
Right? I heard you and Melissa on the LFC roundtable last night talk about that you have no one to root for. I'm telling you that he's your man, David.
So tough for me to root for him.
Why?
He's so bad at the game. Like
how funny would that be if he won?
That's the thing. I don't like my winners to be funny. I like my winners to be like worthy or at least good ambassadors for Big Brother.
Memphis be on finale night? If David is the winner,
that would be fun. Well, that might
be worth it for that alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Get on board.
Especially if he loses in final two to David. Yeah. Like, that is Chef Kiss. Like,
David Train.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's happening, everybody. Get on board. All right.
I'm trying to get on board with David.
Train's leaving the station.
I do think he's going to be here for a little while. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay. All right. Then, Cody, you're a perfect 10, but enough about your IQ.
There's always the low-hanging fruit intelligence one. I feel like we've heard other versions of this one.
But Cody actually really is, like, he's a great Big Brother player. He's run the game, but he, in terms of like facts, like he is not book smart at all.
at all.
We explored this quite a bit on the slop.
On the slop,
this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That this is. Let me just say real quick. Okay, this was a segment that we did on the slop where we talk about the nonsense that Cody has never heard of. That if you are from a state, that you what word they would call somebody from that state. So, Serena, what state are you from originally?
New York. So okay. I'd be a New Yorker. Well, yeah.
Cody, actually, that's the only one he believes in.
He believes
in.
That one.
That happens to be the only one he believes in. But
should have asked me, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Kentucky.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. He doesn't believe in a Kentuckian.
Yes. Okay. Listen.
Because you.
Listen, let me just play this live feed clip.
Okay, let me hear it.
Carolinian in America.
How have you never heard this? Like, because
I'm an American.
Not
like you've never, Carolinian.
Wait, like you've never heard of I'm Texan?
No, like somebody's not. A Texan is an animal.
Okay, all right. Look.
What? Bless his
How
heart.
Did I not hear this?
What animal is that?
Whenever they're talking about nonsense, I usually go move on to another channel.
Mm-hmm. At this point, that's all we have,
Thanks
Brent.
Thanks for the support, Brent. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
he's such an idiot.
Okay.
I mean, I really didn't think he was that dumb. Like, that's dumb.
I mean, the
you're an animal?
Mm-hmm. The zinc is actually. Like he didn't miss the mark on this one. It's just the low hanging fruit.
Now, Brent, let me just ask you, when Nicole in the diary room says that when I told Cody I was a pescatarian, that he thought I was talking about a religion. First off, is any of this true? Is this just shtick?
First of all, how am I supposed to know?
Does Nicole only eat fish?
I think I saw ham in that spaghetti salad that she.
Again.
I don't think he's a pescatarian.
I know that Nicole will never tell a mistruth in the diary room.
I hate lying.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I know this. Yes.
the woman does not only eat fish.
Well, here's the funny part. I was listening to this segment like from the kitchen and I heard her say this and I thought she said Cody heard me say Presbyterian and he thought it was a religion. And I'm like, isn't it?
Yeah.
it's like I was so abased.
Okay.
I knew I didn't hear it right. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. then we get to Danny and Jenny. I know that in the preseason we talked about Danny. And you said you were going to change your Instagram profile to a Danny Stan account, and you were going to drag anybody who said anything bad about Danny.
Don't
I haven't kept up with your Instagram. How has that been going?
I have not posted on my Instagram at all.
Oh.
So I'll tell you how that's going.
Yeah. I think this one was just mean. You look like an old pro in your first season, and now you just look old.
It also isn't accurate.
Right.
Like, not accurate at all. She looks as good as she ever did.
She's the same age as me. She does not look old. Like, she... at all.
Yeah.
If anything, if you're going to make an old joke about Danny, if you're going to make a joke, she's one of the more OG players on the season. We've seen her grow up through the show. Like, at least attack her terrible, like,
Dad?
You know, grandma's Afghan sweater. Like, you know,
Seriously.
like say something about how she dresses old, at mm-hmm. least, which might
old. Yes.
actually make like sense.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like
Paisley's. Yeah,
she's got like incredible skin. She looks young for 34.
She should have gone after. They should have gone after the fact that she married like a younger man on from her second season of Big Brother. Like there's a joke somewhere in there.
I mean, if they wanted to go real savage, and I'm not
Let's
saying
hear it.
That. No, but I'm just saying like they. They could have done something with like her being the villain of the season and being her father's daughter. Like, mm-hmm. like
yes.
if they wanted to go
because
real
that.
Savage.
Yes.
Like there's definitely material to work with. I just felt like it was just such a misfire. Like, and it didn't make a lot of sense. She's not the oldest looking person in the house. She's not the oldest person in the house. She doesn't act the oldest in the house. Memphis. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the weakest ones for me. And I think that they could have done better.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Christmas. Oh, they got Christmas pretty good. What's the difference between Christmas and the holiday season? One is cold, stress inducing, and annoying, and the other is the holiday season.
What's that face she makes? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Here, Serena, give that to us one more time, just in case anybody.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that her mugshot?
Maybe we'll get the side by side. But I thought actually that Tyler had the best reaction to the Christmas thing in the diary room.
We have to live with Christmas after this, Zingbot. Shut up. Christmas literally has like a pistol tattooed on her hip, man. You do not want to make her mad.
Oh, okay. You guys are all going to pay for that comment.
Who is going to pay?
Why is she threatening the house guest?
Threatening the house guest with violence.
Threaten the house. Where's the change.org petition? Threaten the house.
Guys, the feeds are down. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The feeds are down.
Well,
she Chef Joe'd Willie Hand someone.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Kevin, they mailed it in for Kevin.
I didn't even hear what something
like
was.
We had a nickname for you that has a ring to it. Boring.
It was so weak sauce. You missed Enzo.
Enzo. Oh yeah. No, what's more pathetic than a grown man calling himself meow meow? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That was like the epitome of like a not joke.
Yeah.
It's like the punchline was just nothing.
It was like a huge wind up to drop the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did learn. I had forgotten that his name was Vincenzo because I always just call him Enzo or the meow meow. Mm-hmm. Vincenzo.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
And it was right there for Enzo when Danny and Enzo were practicing the zings.
Enzo, you have hemorrhoids.
You have hemorrhoids.
That would have been a better zing. You don't even have to add anything to it. Like, Enzo, you have hemorrhoids would have been better. No explanation, no follow-up. You have hemorrhoids. Oh, that would have been a better zing.
Okay. All right. So we will get to you're boring. Then for Tyler, they said, Tyler, what do you call someone that says the real winner gets the girl and not the money? A liar. Yikes.
Yeah. So take that. And of course,
just going to say a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they should have said.
I mean, you could double either.
Yeah, loser would have been more fun and more accurate, to be honest, because he's not lying. I mean, he may not be correct, but he's not like, intentionally lying about that. I think he actually believes that, and good for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tangela forever. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Tyler is definitely not doing Zingbot's podcast. Let's just say that.
No. Just saying. All he had to do was be nice, Jenny.
Yeah. Yes. So, be nice,
it's not his brand, but
yeah, come on,
he could have tried for once.
Okay. All right. Devon, you did 3 seasons of Big Brother and 2 seasons of The Challenge. What reality show do you plan to lose next? Devon said, I almost won The Challenge. Come on, Zingbot.
She made the final episode. Yeah. I wouldn't say she was close, but
well, like they have like 8 people on final episode.
Exactly.
Serena, were you surprised to hear Big Brother acknowledge The Challenge? Is that a first?
Yes, that was fun. I was like, whoa, what's happening? I'm in an alternate universe.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like backwards universe from The Challenge. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a cross-pollination synergy.
Usually it's acknowledged the other side, but we never see Big Brother acknowledge
it.
The other shows. Yeah.
Okay.
They give the people away to those shows, and I think this is one of the first times that we've gotten them back. Because I don't think that we've ever had someone from Big Brother go to another show like Survivor, The Challenge, and then come back and acknowledge it.
Okay.
Besides Devon.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we get to Nicole, and they knew they were saving the best for last. Nicole was hiding. Does Nicole I'd love to try to get inside the mind of Nicole Franzel. Serena, does she know that, like, okay, is she actually like that I doesn't want this, or is it like, okay, I know how to like get the attention here?
She for sure knows she has an accent, and then she has to know that it what it sounds like. I mean, she has ears and she mm-hmm. was on television, so she must have watched at least a clip or two. But I don't think that her talking like this actually makes any difference in her blindness.
Serena, I was very glad to hear that Nicole was self-aware enough that when she said, "I'm not talking like this anymore." Oh, my, or like, I don't want to be annoying. Oh my God, exactly. That's annoying. Like, I'm like, thank God you acknowledged that you sounded annoying for just a moment. That was progress.
Okay,
Nicole.
Well, let's hear the zing. Here's the zing bot serenading Nicole. Okay, hold on a second. What was on the end of that? He sings the song and then says, did the Zingbot say Mazel Tov Zing?
Yeah.
Oh, Tov Zing. Okay.
Mazel Tov Zing. I mean, I believe that it actually was over Rosh Hashanah when they had the Zingbot, but.
Is she Jewish?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
I believe she said she's a pescatarian.
<That's> so weird.
It just seems like that was a very odd thing for the Zingbot to throw out there.
Maybe.
I guess, Jenny, the question is the Zingbot Jewish?
I mean, we have no reason to think he isn't.
Yeah.
I think that's a new layer to the Zingbot story that we hadn't gotten before. And I honestly think that, you know, could have been a more interesting theme than Tiger Zing. So get a little bit more about, you know, Zingbot's faith over the holiday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then would have been more relevant, I think.
So I don't know that maybe the Zingbot is like has some sort of legacy in like sort of like the Catskills comedy scene from the 50s. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Maybe more on the Zingbot down the road. Maybe we'll find out more of the backstory. Okay. So then we get to the actual competition. Okay, Brett, here's what I want to know. In the competition, Memphis said everybody throw it. We have a fly going on over there?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So there is, everybody's running around. Nicole tells us in the diary room about how she is trying to win this veto.
I'm feeling really guilty about what happened last week with the votes and Davon, so I would love to take Davon off the block.
Okay, true or false, Brent?
True.
That was
yes.
She wanted to take Davon off the block?
Yes. Well, because they also knew that his plan was to backdoor David. So like they kill two birds with one stone. They allow Memphis to fulfill his plan to backdoor David. And she also gets to pay Davon back and make herself feel a little bit better. Nicole, I'm talking about, mm-hmm. About the fact that she betrayed Davon in the previous week with the Ian vote. Like, I think she really does feel bad about the fact that she made Davon look like a fool after she said that she would not do that to her.
Okay. Man, I think that would be like getting a lot of blood on her hands to after
yeah,
Memphis,
but Memphis
said, after
Memphis
Memphis said
wanted
don't win it.
Yeah, but they think that he's being dumb anyway, because like, what does it matter if they win? If they do what he wants with the veto, what does it matter? Like, that's where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So like, once they have the veto, like, then they can just do what they want. They can get a little bit of credibility for it. They don't want, like, at least we'll say this about Nicole too. She recognizes that in modern day Big Brother, you have to have a few competition wins on your resume, and she has none right now. Mm-hmm. So she really needs to pick up the pace.
That said, I think that if Memphis hadn't said, okay, I want you guys to throw the veto, I'm backdooring David, I don't think that Nicole is trying to save Davon under those circumstances. It was a very convenient situation where, oh, Memphis wants the veto used so that he can put up David. And also, first of all, this isn't the first time that Nicole has been less than honest in the diary room to preserve
you,
her image.
I'm
just saying. She hates it, but she's a little good at it. I really think that also Nicole recognizes that, you know, she was very aware of how fans would feel about her for voting out Ian. And I think that she understands that the concept of her saving Davon could be very popular. She's concerned about how, you know, she appears. And so I don't think that she would have done it if Memphis was saying, I want the noms to say the same.
I agree.
She was definitely using this opportunity to say, like, if I get the veto, I'm going to save Davon because I feel bad about what I've done.
Yeah. Serena, I was going to ask, does Memphis sort of like have the same sort of like authority of like a substitute teacher in the Big Brother house where he's like sort of telling like all the kids, all right, everybody, you're all going to throw the veto today. That's, you know, just throw it to me. Don't even try. And then I'll get the veto and then I'll score the winning touchdown. And then it'll be awesome.
The winning touchdown. I don't know if you know about substitute teachers, but yeah, I think that. And then Danny's like standing on the desk and is like, yeah, actually, our real teacher lets us stand on the desk with our shoes on all the time. So,
yeah, I don't care. You know. I'm just here.
So
for
we don't
today.
We don't really care if you tell her because like she already knows. So we're gonna do this. So
whatever, that's fine. Whatever, I don't care.
And he's eating beef jerky while he's
yeah, that was so funny.
He's walking around with a bag of beef jerky, threatening people the whole episode.
Tyler was talking to him. Like, all right, Tyler, in my office. Come on, get in here. It's like, yeah, I just don't think we should use the veto. I'm like, no, no, I said we should. Yeah, but Danny and Nicole, they, you know, I feel like there's, yeah, you're right. There's something weird going on there. All right, whatever. David, Davon, it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, like, at this point, he had been told that, like, Tyler didn't want to use the veto. And, like, he quickly got on board with the fact that his alliance was not willing to backdoor David. Like, they saw David as expendable at this point, and they want to get rid of either Kevin or Davon, namely Davon. That's what it seems like to me that they want to do.
Yeah. Davon is upset after the veto competition. That Tyler wins. She's like, you see, I knew it. And she feels that the whole thing after Memphis walks out of the room, she says that that the whole thing was bull.
Even when I know it's coming, I still laugh. Just the beauty of the soundboard.
Yes. It's so frustrating too, because like she's thinking that she solved another puzzle, that she's like, I knew it. Like, I knew they weren't telling the truth from the moment that I heard about this crazy harebrained scheme to backdoor David. I knew it was too good to be true. But the fact of the matter is, it is true. Like, that is what Memphis wanted to do. He did want to backdoor David.
He's that
Davon.
Bad of a player.
Yeah. Like, I mean, her reads just, man, like, go back to the library. Like, they're terrible. Like, well, what is she doing?
Yeah. Okay. Memphis and Tyler, they have their talk. And then Memphis ends up coming around. We get to the veto meeting. And Kevin... he says nothing, but it's inoffensive. And then Davon gets up there to give her speech, and she really goes kind of scorched earth on the house about Tyler. All right, Davon, let me hear your speech. Why should I use the veto on you?
So I'm gonna cut. This plan has been in motion for a while. It started back when you were used to put Bailey up here. I knew it was a matter of time before you, or even you, would be in a position to take a shot at me or Kevin. I'm not going to ask you to use the veto. I know you're not going to use it. At this point, whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong
about that,
that last part. About the last part. Yeah. Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah. The conclusion.
Maybe she tried to like reverse psychology, Tyler. Like, oh yeah, well you'll see. I am going to use the veto on you.
That's what Ika did. She told Kevin from Big Brother Canada, take that veto and shove it up your And then he said, I'm going to use the veto on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If only it always worked that way.
I know, right?
Can you just explain what does Devon mean when she talks about with the, how they used Tyler for Bailey?
So this plan has been in motion for a while. It started back when you were used to put Bailey up here. I knew it was
Christmas.
A better time.
Yeah, I thought
she was talking about Christmas.
Oh, she was pointing to Christmas. I thought she was talking about Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. She's talking about Christmas being used, but I'm sure Christmas did not feel good about having, like, she's like, you don't even know what's happening, Devon. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Yes,
I'm not being used
Christmas,
for anything.
Christmas was pissed, and she's having a great week. Okay, Devon?
Devon really thinks that she knows what's going on in this house. However, she has no idea, which is why she ended up on the block. But I'm having an amazing week, so much so that I don't have to use my blocker power, and I'm letting it expire. This confirms.
Okay, I mean, if that's the bar for a great week, I have a power and I didn't use it. I mean, just a have not. Didn't
that's
think
just
that
Big
so
Brother,
super great.
Big Brother's just doing a little cleanup there. They're letting us know that the power's expired and it's out of play, and it's another flop power. Can you just rig it next time, Big Brother? Can you just like let us vote on who we want? It's an all-star season. I cannot believe, Rob. And honestly, this is I'm not. I do not understand how in an all-star season they didn't say, you know, might be a good idea to let America have a choice at some point about who they want to sit on the block, who they want to save, who they want to punish. We've got none of that. Now, maybe this neighbor twist will have something to do with it, but unfortunately, the way the season's gone, there's like literally no one to root for at this point. So I'm not even sure I really care about the neighbor unless he can save Devon.
Okay. Tyler had some harsh words for Memphis that Memphis tried to tell Tyler what to do. Tyler had alternative plans.
I know you always want to be the alpha, but I'm nobody's beta.
Lies. Whoa. Lies.
Angela's beta.
Lies and deceit. He is Angela's beta, and nobody can tell me different. So moving on.
Yeah. Boy, Jenny, not since it was Cody BB19 have we heard about the alphas and the betas in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. he's not telling Paisley to be not to be a beta. It's he's saying I'm not a beta, just like Paisley, Cody's daughter, not a beta.
Yeah.
Sure, Tyler.
Okay.
You're pushing you know, Angela's cookbook in your eviction speech. But yeah, okay.
Come on.
You're not a beta.
Yeah, come on, Jenny.
Got you, boo.
Yes, okay. We do have a little bit of breaking news by way of the chat.
Yes.
Breaking news are happening now.
Okay. The Big Brother live feeds will be back tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Thanks for your patience.
Okay. So no big.
Okay.
We don't know. We'll see. Let's see what happens when they turn. When they
well,
come
obviously,
back on.
Like I think the neighbor twist thing is out. I mean, maybe something's happened, and maybe Devon and Kevin are no longer on the block anymore, or something's weird happened with the nominations. But I don't think they would. Like if that were true, I think they would leave the feeds off until tomorrow.
So based
night.
On that, the feeds are going to be back. Serena, which of the theories do you think is the accurate one?
I have a new theory.
Oh, yes?
I think Christmas broke her foot.
Oh, my God. We can only hope.
She's having this a time, great week, Serena.
Yeah, this
and
time she cannot.
Over.
This time she cannot vote from her hospital bed. This time they're going to get rid of her so that we can keep Devon
and
Kevin.
No camera crew in the hospital room because of COVID.
Yes.
Sorry.
Jenny, if Christmas lived in Canada. If Christmas lived in Canada, do you think that she'd be less likely to have foot problems by not wearing shoes?
Yeah, less height to roll an ankle, probably. Mm-hmm. If you're barefoot, you have like a better grip, maybe. I don't know. I think that, you know, in this case, if Christmas breaks her foot again, maybe we can think that the best she can possibly do is third, which Mm-hmm. Might be great news for some of you.
Yeah.
Because I tweeted about it. I was a little heated the other night. And, you know, Memphis Christmas Final 2, if that feels and sounds so rough. So if, you know, if Christmas is going on down the BB19 trajectory, I can handle third place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not that I'm wishing injury on anyone.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm not either. Look, I'll say this. She's played an okay game. She's played an above average game. I'll put it like that. She's played pretty well. She's had some some people that were naturally willing to work with her and they weren't willing to work with other people. So there's that. And also Memphis, I will say, has played well. There have been times where I didn't think his old school game would fit into the Big Brother allure, but it has. And if he gets to the end of the game, at least, Jenny, I can see his path. Like, I understand.
Oh, I can see it. That's why I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, I mean, at least
prepare
I understand.
Yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and this is what I'm saying is, like, we're getting to the point where, like, we're getting ready to say goodbye to Davon. You know, we're having to adjust our expectations and basically wait for, you know, the committee to dissolve in some, you know, and how that plays out. And for me personally, I need to adjust my expectations and my rooting interest to something that's a little bit more realistic. And for me personally, even if I think that they're playing a good game, for my personal hopes, I would like to not see Memphis or Christmas in those final two chairs.
Who are you rooting for? I'd like to know.
Who am I rooting for?
Yeah, besides Davon. Yeah. If you could pick anybody else that's remaining in the final two chairs, who would it be?
Ugh.
See, I went to
this yesterday. Here's the thing. Here's the thing is, like, a want and, like, can accept are different things.
Want.
I don't really want... I think here's the thing. Cody is like definitely playing a great game. Like Nicole is playing a good, like it seems so obvious and boring. Cody and Nicole final two, but
hey, I have both of them in the draft, Jenny.
Well, at this point we have to find the silver linings, Rob. Yes. So
what about Enzo?
And
what
I support
Enzo,
you in
Brent?
That. Enzo would be great.
Yeah. Enzo. Yeah. Enzo and Danny in the final two, which I don't think there's a way for that to happen.
Yeah.
But like if it was Enzo and Danny, I would be very cool with that.
I'm just worried that maybe when the feeds come back, that I just hope that maybe Enzo wasn't medically evacuated.
Enzo, you have hemorrhoids.
I don't unlikely.
You wonder why he jumped with the whole bidet thing. Everything makes more sense now. Okay. This is David.
David's in my draft.
What about Kevin? What about Kevin?
No.
I have him in the draft too.
To root for an underdog, but like
he's such a terrible underdog.
He's under the underdog. I feel like
you'd be mad, Brent.
No, I wouldn't be mad. Kevin's a good guy. It's just he's played a really shabby game.
But if he goes on a run, you'll be loving him. If
yeah,
he wins
but
the
I don't
HOH
think that,
tomorrow night, puts Cody and Enzo on the block.
If that happened, I'd be livid.
You'll stand him.
I would, yes. Okay. But
I'm
if he does that, there's no way he's winning. Like he's let me tell you this. The path for Kevin to win the game is to go away. And for real, don't do anything. Don't win HOH. That'd be the worst thing. Because if he puts Cody and Tyler up on the block or Cody and Enzo, then one of them's going to go probably. And then everybody's going to come after him the following week.
Yeah.
So no, he needs to go to sleep, pray to God that they go after Danny or Christmas and there's some crossfire there. And eventually they forget about David and Kevin, and he's able to make a run at this
you
and
just
get
have
to final five.
Think about this, Brent. You're not thinking about it fourth dimensionally of that. If it's a status quo, then it'll be boring. But if somebody is able to sort of like flip this around and never take a shot at somebody, you'll be loving that person.
I said last night that Taryn has been telling me this for like five freaking weeks, and Melissa called like the evictions of all the people that we know and love, and they're on their way out the door. And so I am being tested at the moment, Rob. But I am mad because Taryn keeps filling me with hope, and hope keeps being dashed every time.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say I would be down for you know, Danny realizes that the house is crashing in on her, and you know, maybe she has a brush with death and she wins a veto and gets herself off the block and has some sort of
revenge
tour type thing where she wakes the F up and realizes
Kevin. That's the thing that Kevin, could be cool. Kevin and Danny don't know that they need each other right now.
Absolutely.
You know, look, we don't know
we just have to adjust our expectations at this point.
We continue to keep doing it forever and ever until the finale.
Okay. Do we have questions here? I see what Scott is giving me something. What is this that Scott is showing us here? This is a picture of the backyard, and quick observation. It seems that the neighbor moving in could be closer than expected, right in the backyard.
Yelling over the fence.
But when was that screenshot from? Like, that looks exactly like Zingbot was, right? So,
Okay.
Like, that's probably just the door that Zingbot came out of.
Possible. We'll see. Gina
Marie say in response to that? That's awesome. That was the response underneath.
When we're bracing for what did Gina Marie say, I'm always going to be sphincter clenched. What it might be then is that we built that for the Zingbot, but may also use it for the neighbor.
Although I agree.
Serena, was that like your neighborhood where the neighbor had like sort of a patio, like a looking over the backyard?
We kind of shared a fence, and they didn't like that our fence was on our yard and not the entire of their yard. Those neighbors, we didn't like them.
Okay. All right. Robot Taryn says, if Zingbot was on Book Cameo, how much would you be willing to pay for a video? I would say, don't waste your money on the Zingbot. Book a cameo with Reem Daily. I think it's like $20, and she will rip whoever a new one.
Enzo, you have hemorrhoids.
He didn't before he got a cameo from Reem Daily. Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's take another question. Susan says, I think that Memphis and Cody need to be sure if they make the final two, history doesn't repeat themselves. Shouldn't they be trying to drag a Kevin or David with them? No, I mean, that history won't repeat itself for one of them.
Yeah,
they
won't lose. I mean, they're not trying to drag a Kevin or a David. They're trying to drag a Christmas. That's Memphis's whole deal. He wants to drag a Christmas with him and try to make a run at the final three that way. Yeah. So, you know.
And Cody would win so easy against Memphis.
I guess. I mean, this jury's kind of funky. I agree with Taryn that I don't know necessarily that they're just going to auto award the win.
I think it really just depends on how we get from this point to the Cody-Memphis final two.
They talk about Cody in such a way like there's no animosity towards Memphis.
I don't think they like him.
Yeah. They don't love him.
Especially
but
Danny.
There's not like hate and consternation like it comes from Kevin where he's like, you know, Cody walks around like he's the king of the castle. And like, I feel like Memphis is more that way, but they don't talk about Memphis in that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like they would give Memphis more credit because he's actually put in the work and like, you know, he's.
But that's one person who has like negative things to say about him. I feel like that everybody else is totally in love with Cody.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's take a question from the great Susanna, who says, what was your favorite Zing of the year? Do you think that the Zingbot did Joe Exotic justice? No.
No.
No, not even close.
Not.
And neither did the house guest while we're at it. Davon, what the hell were you doing running around that maze and jumping out of your skin at a stuffed animal? Wait, she wasted time.
Did she throw it? Did Davon throw it?
I don't think so. I think she's just like having fun, like which cool, but like maybe try to win. Although, to be fair to her, like, her jumping for like 2 seconds wasn't going to lose her the competition when she put up 6 minutes and change or something. So, whatever.
Serena, do you think that Joe Exotic himself was probably pumped up that they did a Tiger Zhang veto?
Like I said, I haven't watched. So is he the one in jail or the one?
Yes. He's in jail, yes.
Do you think they watch Big Brother in jail?
Honestly, CBS is on like a, you know, one of the channels that everybody gets. Yeah. So he could be watching. I think
they probably don't get
it.
Netflix. I think they probably do get CBS.
Yeah, I think Joe's loving it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They could have at least put like a shirt on Zingbot that was like more in the spirit of
he had a mustache.
I didn't even notice the mustache.
I didn't notice it either.
Do you think that this is to directly compete with Carol Baskin being on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, they're fighting over who is going to be more embarrassing at the outdated cultural reference. Like they did, you know, poorly, but Dancing with the Stars does have Carol Baskin dancing to What's Up Pussycat. So,
oh no, for real,
I'm pretty sure that's what she danced to last night.
Sounds like real news, not fake news.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Here's a question from Richard D. This was one of the theories earlier tonight. Here's a photo of Davon saying it's all going down on a new Big Brother 22. Richard says, does this tweet look to anyone else that the eviction has already happened and that's why the feeds have been down? Is this shot of Davon? Have we ever caught Davon wearing this outfit? This does not look like it's in the Big Brother house.
Isn't that her press day outfit?
Was there a press?
Well, isn't that what she's wearing in her cast photo?
It seemed very sloppy if they evicted Davon and then took a picture of her and then tweeted it out.
I think they just always do these lazy tweets to pump up for the episode when they've not had tweets on for almost feeds on for 24 hours. Okay. So
yeah, that's,
I think it's unrelated.
Yeah. Okay. We're not buying that one. Okay.
Fake news.
All right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Rat says, did Nicole pretend she wanted this one for the cameras, but actually throw it since she wants a day out? Brent said, no, she actually was going for it. Sorry about that, Rat Boy 74.
74.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry about that, Rat Boy.
Mr. Roybot says,
that's so bizarre. I have a Rat Boy who's like a fan of mine and keeps telling me, like, I'm looking good these days.
What a humble brag.
Wow.
I know, right? Well, no, like,
look,
it's like, it's Rat Boy 73 or 72. Like, how many are there?
I do have a Rat Boy.
Really?
I want a Rat Boy.
Sorry.
Sorry, that was a little
maybe Rat
baggy.
Boy 75. Serena.
That's a good number, 75.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Roybot says, who do you think that the neighbor legend is going to be since it clearly isn't the Zingbot? Okay, do you want to lock in with a prediction for tomorrow night?
I'm locking in with Rachel Riley.
Rachel Riley.
Giving labor or going into labor and two neighbors.
Okay.
Two neighbors.
Yes. Okay. Will we have an OBGYN on standby?
OBGYN and it's Zigbot. Yes.
An OVGYN.
An OVGYN.
And he like shows up in the camp comeback outfit. I don't know why.
Hey, guys.
Just because that would be hilarious. Yeah. I'm here to deliver a baby.
Who's ready for labor?
Okay. All right, Jenny, what's your pick?
Sorry, I'm stuck thinking about how everyone like calls Christmas like Labor Day sometimes.
Yeah. And Davon called it Halloween.
Truly could Flag get Day. Labor Day.
Flag Day. Yeah, Flag that's my Day. Favorite. Flag Day is having a day today.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, Serena already said Rachel. I think that given Rachel's willingness to be a part of the season,
she really wanted to.
Local aspect makes a lot of sense, but let's feed the people something that they're clamoring for. Let's just say that maybe it's Janelle.
Janelle. Okay.
I don't think it is. I think Rachel is way more likely.
I think it's Rachel. Let's just go 3 for 3. I think it's Rachel Riley. She wanted to come back. She wanted to play this season. This at least gets her into the house. I'm sure she can have a few. She can have a little fun taking a few digs here and there, like subtly at some people that she wants to take a few shots at.
Yeah.
And it's like the best of both worlds for Rachel. She gets to stop by, get seen on television, look like the BB royalty that she is, and get out while the getting's good before the season really gets terrible.
Okay. I'll say Will.
All right.
We'll see. I don't know. That usually they use him for the jury round table, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do a jury round table this season. So maybe they'll use him here in this spot. He also doesn't have any sort of like beef with anybody that's in the cast or anything like that. It wouldn't be like an unfair advantage where just seeing Rachel Riley will be so triggering for Nicole Franzel. Like, she will have a complete meltdown. She will not be able to function. She'll be in the fetal position. And
that's like, what we want.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Is this possibly the reason why the feeds have been down for so long? Mm-hmm. Did Rachel come, you know, to the neighbor house and the preceding meltdown from Nicole threatening to quit, threatening to walk? She's, you know, she's got Allison Grodner in the DR saying, listen, I arranged this cast. Mm-hmm. I did not agree to an appearance of Rachel Riley. This could possibly explain why we've had no feeds for so long. Nicole has lost her shiz.
Shiz.
Yeah. I don't know. It's possible. We'll see. Okay.
I need an explanation. We have to wait till 1 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. All right. We have some more questions. Let's see what else do we have, and then let's see, do we have anything from the live feeds to talk about, Brent? Anything from the last couple days?
I mean, no, not really. Here's the thing: the show didn't really allude to it, but we have so far been alluding to it that one of the two house guests is definitely on their way out.
Yeah, but we don't. The show has been not on for 24 hours. You don't know.
I mean the live feeds. I mean, like, as far as I knew, the last time I saw the live feeds, it looked as though Davon was on her way out, and she knows it. So you know, that's where we're at right now. And I think it's going to be a unanimous vote. I don't think she's going to get any votes because everybody knows what's happening. I think that Danny wanted to save her. Danny was certain that they could save her and vote Kevin out if the veto wasn't used. And the veto wasn't used, obviously. And then when she tried to do it, she realized that she was getting nowhere and quickly got on board with the plan that everyone else already had decided. And I don't think she much liked that. I am hoping the fact that she realizes that she did what Cody wanted last week in getting Ian out. And now this week she asked Cody, hey, can you give me this one? Can we keep Dave on? He's not giving that to her. I'm hoping she wakes the F up, but I don't know if she's gonna.
Serena, what are the chances that when the feeds come back on, Davon could be favored to stay?
I don't know. I'm not a gambler.
She needs Cody on her side if she's going to stay.
And he's kind of calling all the shots, even if not everybody knows it. So I don't, and especially with, like, she doesn't want to campaign against Kevin. She doesn't want to.
Bullshit. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to give him the satisfaction. That's the other thing, Rob, that was basically left out of the veto meeting, is that she said that she's not going to give them the satisfaction. Those three guys, Cody, Tyler, Enzo, she's not campaigning to them. She doesn't want their votes. She's going to hang her hat on these other four people and try to get their votes. She thinks they're a lost cause, but they're not. If she went to Cody and said, you know what, Cody, I'm on your side. I know that Kevin told me that if he wins HOH, he's putting you and Nicole up on the block. Period. End of story. Cody does not like to be talked about being nominated. If she did that, I think that there's a chance he could flip, and that's all she would need. Because with Cody, Danny, David, and Nicole would all like to keep Dave on. That's all she would need right there. But she's unwilling to even make the effort to try.
All right, let's take a couple more questions. Let's check in with Jacob Kramer. I don't recall that there were ever multiple house guest choice chips in the box. What's the deal with that? How many are there? Jenny, do we know how many house guest choice chips go in the bag?
I mean, at least two. I would assume.
Are there three?
I would assume there's three because yeah. I think that it should be conceivable that all three people could draw a house guest choice. Mm-hmm. So I think you've got everyone in the house in there that isn't already up there, and then three house guest choice.
Yeah, listen, they have taken the chips out of the bag before. The chat is reminding me that Ian said three as far as like a house guest choice chips. And Ian knows what he's talking about when it comes to Big Brother. So
it makes sense if there's three people choosing from the bag to have three. It just so happens that it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we have a question from Derek, who says, so basically Day or Kevin is being evicted because they believe that David voted to evict Ian, which led to neither of them picking him to play in the veto. That about sums up. I mean, I don't think that that's the
that
exact
is a really
reason
simplistic
why,
reason.
It
didn't help. They could have picked David. David could have won this. David would have used the veto on one of them if he had it. And, you know, they just made a bad call. Davon has been giving Nicole the benefit of the doubt all week long. Multiple times, Kevin has gone to her and said to Davon and said, you know, hey, could we be wrong about this? Could David actually be on our side? Is it Nicole that's lying to us? You know, she was upset after Ian was out of the house. She was crying after she voted. Like, it seems like there might be something here, Davon. And Davon is like, nope. She's like, I'll ask her. And he's like, well, she's not going to tell you. She's like, yeah, but I'll ask her. And so she asked her. And the body language Nicole was giving Davon was so bad, Jenny. So bad.
Well,
she didn't even want to be there in that room. She did not want to talk about that. And Davon, who's known for her reads, couldn't even see it. She was Stevie Wonder.
I mean, it's potentially, you know, affected by the fact that the person telling the truth is doing also a terrible job. So the difference between the truth and the lie is like the same sort of performance. So
makes
it a little difficult.
Look ahead to tomorrow, Jenny. And I would love to know that, do you think tomorrow night when we are seeing the house guests live, will at that point Davon know that Nicole was the vote to evict Ian and not David?
I think it really depends on what this twist is.
The twist.
That, because I think that, you know, Julie loves talking about the committee. In her little exit interview with the evicted house guests on stage. So if Davon is evicted tomorrow and there is no twist that could potentially involve her, then maybe we get that. If the twist
from Julie.
I think, I mean, there is the chance that Nicole comes clean in a goodbye message.
Yes.
I don't know
that's
what's
going to happen.
I don't know. I don't think that she says anything up until that point. I don't think that Nicole has it in her to have that confrontation before Davon's already out of the house and she can't say anything else to blow up her game. So I think if Nicole does address it, it would be in the goodbye message, but it might come up with just Julie.
Well, my question is that, Serena, do we think that the wall yeller has gotten them that information?
Oh boy.
Do you think that they already will they already know this going into the eviction?
If that's like the reason that the feeds have been down, potentially. I'm just like, I'm not sure what everything that's been said so far and what all the house guests believe at this point, because it's been so often. But I don't know if I don't know if it would matter that much as far as what Davon thinks. I feel like either way, she's going to be pissed sitting in jury. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem for Nicole.
Yeah. Okay. And Brent, you think that we'll get it in the way of a goodbye message?
Yeah, that's what they were planning on doing. Danny realized that Davon was really putting a lot of stock in this, that they need to clean it up in their goodbye messages. Otherwise, they may not have a chance of getting her jury vote. So they're going to try to clean it up in the goodbye messages. And I wouldn't want to be on that stage with Davon when she learns that she's been had by Nicole again.
Hey, Davon, I just want to let you know that I was in an alliance and we were the votes that voted against Ian last week. And it wasn't David. So I just want to let you know. And you're still awesome. And I can't wait to see you outside of the house.
You're invited to my wedding. It's now $6,000.
Yeah. And remember, I gave you that $5,000 earlier in the season, so I guess we're even.
Yeah.
Spend it.
With that $5,000, she got mileage out of that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else that we want to talk about for Big Brother 22?
No.
Right, well, let's talk about what else is going on robhaswebsite.com.
All right.
Check this out. The Purple Pants podcast is back. Check out what Bryce had to say this week. I believe that he talked extensively with Amon, who's been everywhere this week, about everything going on in this Big Brother season. You can catch Amon on the Secret Alliance podcast this week, also with Daniel Reyes and Jason Guy. So check out the Purple Pants podcast with Bryce Isaiah this week.
That's so cool. I didn't realize that Amon got to talk with Jason and Danielle.
Yeah.
Somehow I missed that.
Yeah. It's up on YouTube and on podcast form. Then last night, it was the LFC roundtable. I told you, Brent was shot out of a cannon last night.
Yes. Me and Melissa both were. Yeah. We had some stuff to say about this season. We were very frustrated with the season, and we let people know it. And Taryn made us feel better, which he's good at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got through it.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say Taryn made you feel bad.
No, yes. I thought Taryn did make you feel bad at the part like, where he said that, hey, don't tell me I'm not allowed to like the season.
Oh, no. That part was I did feel for Taryn in that moment because Taryn like evaluates entertainment and Big Brother through a different lens than I certainly do. And I don't want to, you know, his feelings are valid as well. So,
like,
you know,
Taryn, this season sucks. And it's like, well, it's still Big Brother to me.
Yeah, exactly. So yes. I certainly have empathy for him on that front. Mm-hmm. But through the rest of the podcast, when we were a little down about the way the things have been born, it's not necessarily that our faves are leaving. That is certainly an aspect to it. It's that it's been boring. Like if our faves were leaving and it wasn't boring, like that would be one thing. But like, boy, it has just been such a snooze fest. Like, I can't believe this is All Stars. So, yeah, Taryn did a good job making me feel better. Okay. I mean, at the end of it, I was, like, less annoyed with all of these people.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
News AF, Danny Tyson and myself talked about everything that's going on in the world. Tyson talked about his new audiobook for dogs, and we talked about a new... Qantas is doing a 7-hour flight to nowhere. Find out more about that on the latest News AF. And then, coming up this weekend, we're going to do another Talking with T-Bird, and it's the General. T-Bird has found him. He's ready to go.
Wow,
check out Rob DeCaneo, the other Rob from Survivor. We'll check in with the General.
The other Rob.
yes, you got that. Okay. Love Island recap. Josh Williams joins Kirsten and Brian to talk about it's week 5 of Love Island already. Check that out. What's going on over on Love Island. And then we will have a live feed update tomorrow morning.
Right.
Taryn, I hope you got your rest today because feeds are coming back 1 a.m. Eastern. So, Taryn will tell us about who was snoring, who was who got up to go to the bathroom during the night.
Enzo, you have hemorrhoids.
How Enzo's hemorrhoids are.
If anybody wakes up early tomorrow, Taryn will have it all for you tomorrow. I suspect that Taryn may do sort of like a state of the house going into tomorrow morning, but he will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern to get you ready for eviction night. And then... tomorrow night, we will check in with Cody and the house guests to see what's going on. It'll be myself, Taryn, Melissa, and Matt Scott live after the eviction. We'll talk about the neighbor twist and much more, everything that's going on after the eviction on Thursday night. And then, of course, robhasawebsite.com/patron. You can help support everything that's going on here on robhasawebsite.com. Rob has a podcast, all the Big Brother podcasts, and more. Become part of our patron community. And of course, you can be a part of our pregame show tomorrow night, kicking off at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be taking your calls live to get ready for the eviction show on Thursday night. And as we're getting towards the end of the month, I used to tell people, hey, if you were going to become a patron, hold off to the start of the month. But now I say, hey, check out the new annual plan for becoming a patron. You pay for 11 months, you get 12, and you don't get charged at the start of the month like you would if you were going to become a patron on a monthly plan, starting here at the end of the month of September. Of course, follow us on social media. I'm sure we'll have a lot of clips from tonight's show at Rob Has a Podcast on Twitter, at RHAP Grams on Instagram, and our Facebook page, Rob Has a Podcast. All right. So that's what's going on here tonight. Jenny, any other thoughts?
I mean, what are we doing at this point? You know what? Like, I'm hoping that at least tomorrow night we get something entertaining and unexpected. The feeds have been off for almost 24 hours at this point, and there's going to be some sort of surprise. I actually almost hope that we aren't going to get spoiled overnight in terms of why they've been off. Maybe, you know,
when
production.
When will we find out?
Well, if like in the morning when Taryn does his update, it may be over like 1 a.m. Eastern is only 10 p.m. for Big Brother. They might be awake and talking about what's been going on. And if there's been you know, a Big Brother legend returning, we might hear about it unless production has asked them to not talk about it for whatever reason, if they can actually control that. So I would love something, you know, like Brent has been saying, it's been a lot of expected, you know, hoping for something new to happen, and then it's back to the same thing that we expected. So it would be nice to have some sort of surprise tomorrow night.
Well, to come full circle, that I don't think that the neighbor twist has happened if the feeds are coming back tonight. That I feel like that if the feeds were down until Thursday night, I would feel like that would be more likely that they would have done the neighbor twist and they want us to be surprised on the TV show. Brent, is that how you feel as well?
I think that, yes, I think that's accurate. Honestly, I'm with you in one of your earlier theories. I think that we had another wall yeller and they just said, F you people, we're going to keep the feeds down for an entire 24 hours and we're going to make you pay.
But what does that solve? Like, they're going to come back on at some point. So like, what does the punishment solve? Like, people are just going to come back anyway. I don't know. The punishment makes a lot of sense. Like, they could have filmed a segment just like they do with like a veto competition or an HOH or something like that, where, you know, they needed a stretch of time to have the feeds down to do whatever they were doing with this potential twist. And we're not going to actually see it until tomorrow.
Serena, maybe they needed to like have like an army of guards that are going to be like roaming that area now. They like, that's it. We need to put our whole battalion out there.
Big Brother,
all the CBS pages
and right. Yeah, that could happen. I also think maybe it could be like maybe related to, I mean, it's been off for a long time, but maybe at the beginning related to like the next HOH where they have to like practice in the backyard or something like that. But
yeah, could the ants have gotten so bad, Brent, that they had to?
That's definitely possible. I mean, there's always one time a season where the ants just totally take over.
Could be it.
Well, we had an old reference of 6 months ago with Tiger King tonight. The murder hornets were something that we thought were going to be a thing 6 months ago. So perhaps we have some sort of murder ants takeover. In the Big Brother house, they had to, you know, fumigate or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Jenny, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on social media at Jenny Autumn.
Okay.
Just living my life. It's my birthday on the weekend. And yes, I would love
September 26th.
Yes. I would love something fun to happen over the weekend in Big Brother instead of the disappointment I experience every Saturday.
Right.
On Big Brother. So this Saturday, maybe something fun happening with the veto for once. Well, hey, we had Dave on last week, but let's do something different. A new comp and an exciting result.
Are you with me, Jenny? That last week when Davon used the veto was the most exciting week.
Oh, it was so great. The comp was great. It was different. We had an exciting result. We had the veto used in a situation where the person isn't already on the block. That is the height of excitement we have had in the plot of the season. So
I will say that
let's do it again.
it was either that or Kacer winning the VIP power in the first.
That was pretty. That felt like 3 years ago at this point.
He did it. Kacer did it. Okay. All right. So, Jenny, I look forward to hearing more about the when to wear shoes and when to not wear shoes in Canada.
Not on the bed. That's for sure.
Well, no. It's definitely not standing on the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jenny, we'll talk to you again soon. Okay. Serena, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Serena Foster or on Instagram at Let's Go Serena. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Not doing really anything much, but keeping up with Big Brother on Twitter mostly.
Yeah. And what are you doing when you're not following Big Brother?
Right now.
What are your other interests?
Right now, I'm watching the 100 Baby Challenge.
On Sims? Yeah. Yeah. We talked about this a couple of months ago. So you're watching on YouTube and you're watching the Sim. Could you describe the 100 Baby Challenge for Brent? Do you know the 100 Baby Challenge?
I do not.
Okay.
So there's one matriarch.
What Christmas had to do earlier this season.
Pretty much one matriarch. She has to have 100 babies, but they all have to have different baby daddies. And then she's going to age out soon, but so then they'll have to replace the matriarch. But yeah,
it's like a curse that this is like a terrible thing these Sims characters go through. So the mom has as many babies as she can before she dies. And then Serena, it's the oldest daughter who has to keep up the curse.
Oh yep. My gosh.
That does sound like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. She gets laid a lot though, so.
All right.
Yeah, but then she has to carry a baby and then deliver it.
Yeah. She has a lot of twins too, so that kind of cuts it in half.
Two birds, one stone.
Okay. All right. And then Brent, where can people keep up with you?
You can find me, as always, at One Lucky Gay across all platforms. I've been trying to update my Instagram more often lately. Yeah. So you can check me out over there. It's always One Lucky Gay, one spelled out O-N-E.
And bro, what are you up to these days? I feel like it's all Big Brother and Sequester for you.
Yeah, that's what it is. Big Brother and Sequester. I'm single. I got a life and I got a job. So, you know.
Yeah. I got a tweet earlier tonight that said, Brent's hair is a really good length now. And I wrote
back. Thank you.
I wrote back and said, please keep me posted on.
Yes.
Let me know your feelings on Brent's hair moving forward.
Yes. Thank you. I have the pictures of me with my old hair, and it was really long. Like it was a piece of work. I'm glad I got it cut.
Okay. All right. There you go, everybody. Thank you for joining us. A little bit of an unconventional episode here tonight. Had a lot of fun talking about the speculation in terms of the feeds. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough what actually caused the Big Brother feeds to go out for 24 hours. We'll find out that and much more on Thursday. Check out Taryn's update, and we'll join you live after the episode. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.